Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's really wonderful to be able to share this occasion with you. And it's been marvelous to hear the singing and the music and see that wonderful dance, which I think everybody really enjoyed, yes?
Yeah.
And to be able to unveil this plaque. But the really important thing, of course, is the garden, which is already looking wonderful. In weather like this, you'd expect it to. But I want to talk to you just for a moment about why it might be important to remember what the garden teaches us. I was thinking about, you know, when you get a new toy, and it's usually wrapped up in plastic, isn't it? Lots of plastic around it, often very hard to get off. I guess parents know what it's like to try and get plastic off a new toy. Always little things to cut and fiddle with. But what's different between toys and us is we don't come wrapped up in plastic, do we? We come, flesh and blood, open to the air and the sun and the rain. And we grow and we keep healthy as human beings because we haven't got plastic all around us. We can feel the sun, we can breathe the air, and we can feel the rain that fills the rivers that give us the water. So all the things we need are around us. And that means if we want to look after ourselves, and if we want to look after each other, we need to look after the world around us. We need to make sure that there's plenty of fresh air. We need to make sure that the rain comes down so that things grow for us to eat. We need to make sure that we can really breathe and walk out into the sun. We need the light and the air and the water. And when we work in a garden like this, we remind ourselves that's what we need. And that's what the whole world needs. And if we look after the world around us, remember, it's a way of looking after ourselves and looking after one another. But the great thing also is, of course, that this is God's way of looking after us. The sun and the air and the rain coming down, all part of how God makes a world where we can grow and where we can be healthy and where we can help each other. So, if we look after the world around us, then God looks after us through that world. It's something that we often forget, and for many hundreds of years, lots of people have forgotten it, and they've used the world in very bad ways. And so we've got lots of pollution, we've got dirty water and polluted air, and sometimes you can't even see the sun because of the clouds. So, we look after this world so that God will look after us. And when we look after this little bit of the world here in the garden, that's what we're thinking of. So, I think it's wonderful you've done this. There's lots of really exciting things to do here, and it just looks very, very beautiful. And so I hope as you enjoy how beautiful it is, you think about how to use the world around so that you can look after yourself and each other, and so that God can look after you. Thanks for letting me be with you this morning. Now, I've been asked if I'll do a little word of blessing to finish off, so if you'd like to close your eyes and put your hands together again, just say a prayer to finish. Dear God, you've made this world to be beautiful and to be useful to us. You've made this world a place where you look after us, in the sun and the air and the rain. We ask you this morning, bless this garden and bless all the things that go on in this school. Bless everybody here and keep them safe. Look after them and help them look after each other. And look after this garden as well. And help everybody who visits this school and sees this garden remember that you are a loving God who looks after us day after day in our lives. We give you thanks for all that you give us. Pray for your help every day of our lives. Amen.